From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. North Korea says it's willing to resume nuclear talks it abandoned earlier this year, but there's a condition. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports.
North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-il says he wants the Korean Peninsula to be nuclear-free, and he says his country is willing to take part in multilateral talks to make that happen. That includes joining the six-party talks, a discussion process set up 6 years ago that's aimed at getting rid of North Korea's nuclear programs. But there's a catch. Mr. Kim says he wants bilateral talks with the United States first. It's an indication that some work still needs to be done before North Korea sits down with the other partners in the six-nation talks.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. The U.S. has said it is open to direct talks to help eliminate nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for Monday's suicide attack that killed five workers at Pakistan's World Food Program offices. The group also threatened more bombings. Monday's attacker was dressed as a security officer, allowing him to enter the secured site. The UN announced that it was temporarily closing the WFP's Pakistan offices after the attack, but said that humanitarian aid distributions would continue. Thousands of evacuees in Wrightwood, California, are awaiting the okay to return to their homes after being chased away by a wildfire about 40 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles. Melody Lardner of the U.S. Forest Service says firefighters are making progress against the blaze.
The Sheep Fire is currently at 7,824 acres, and we now have 30% containment on it. The fire had minimal activity with mostly creeping fire and smoldering.
The fire destroyed three homes in remote mountain canyons outside of Wrightwood. The blaze broke out over the weekend. Its cause has not yet been determined. Australia has become the first major economy in the world to raise interest rates since the start of the global financial crisis. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen has the story.
Pressure had been growing on the Reserve Bank of Australia to raise interest rates. The country has pretty much escaped the financial crisis that's hit the rest of the world. While the economy has slowed considerably, it hasn't dipped into recession since the crisis began, thanks largely to economic stimulus payments to Australian taxpayers, similar to those in the U.S., and a continued mining boom in Western Australia, pushed along by ongoing spending by China. Australia's housing market has recovered, and the stock market has increased by about 50% since March. Regulators were worried that continued low rates would increase the chances of inflation and contribute to a bubble in housing prices. Economists are predicting continued growth in the economy, and the Reserve Bank says to expect more interest rate hikes in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up 17 points. This is NPR News. Honduras Interim President Roberto Micheletti has revoked an emergency decree that prohibited large street protests and limited other civil liberties following the return of ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya. The decree had drawn international criticism, and Micheletti's allies had complained that the decree would disrupt the November presidential election they hoped would end the country's crisis. Both Micheletti and Zelaya say they are now ready to hold talks, but they have not yet agreed on the terms. Two new studies suggest that autism is more common than experts had thought, but it's still not clear if the disorder is on the rise. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
One study published in the journal Pediatrics found that more than 1% of children from 3 to 17 had some form of autism. That study depended on telephone interviews with parents. Many researchers say that makes the results unreliable. The other study is part of the federal government's effort to identify all 8-year-olds with autism in certain parts of the country. Health officials say it, too, found that about 1 in 100 children have some form of autism. But the government has yet to publish its study or reveal details. Both studies suggest the government estimate that about 1 in 150 children have autism is too low. Neither offers a way to tell whether the disorder is growing more common or is just recognized more frequently. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Workers are using backhoes to demolish buildings in Indonesia's giant earthquake-ravaged region, and food and emergency supplies are being airlifted to remote areas. The search for survivors was halted on Monday. Hundreds, if not thousands, died in last week's 7.6 magnitude quake. This is NPR News from Washington.